Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Arachin, Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, looking at this, the fifth Mishnah in the eighth Perek, Hamachrim Bino Uvito Ve'avdo V'Shivchato Ha'Ivrim. In the previous Mishnah, we looked at what happens if you declare cherem of something that's your possession, like Avadim Kranim, animals, etc. But what if it's your own son, daughter, your slaves, so they make nato or feel that you bought from someone else? Ein muchramin. Why shein adam achrim davar shein ashalo? You can't be makdish somebody. You can't be machrim something that doesn't belong to you. Hakohanim v'avim ein machrimin. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that kohanim and levim just don't have the ability to be machrim at all. Rabbi Shimon omer hakohanim ein machrimin shachamim shalahen v'avim machrimin shein acharamim shalahen. Rabbi Shimon disagrees partially, and he says that Kohanim cannot be Machrim because the Charamim all go to them. However, the Levim can be Machrim because in a Charamim Shalahen. Now, Amar Rabbi's response to that is Nuin Divir Rabbi Yehuda Karkaot. It seems Rabbi Yehuda should be the halacha when it comes to karka, that Levim also cannot be machrim because it would all come to them. Shemar ki achuzat olam hi lahem. Not because it would all come to them, but because the cities of the Levim, that's the parsha here, are an achuzah forever, which means they can't get rid of it. But when it comes to metaltalin, if a Levi is machrim, it should be valid because, after all, they wouldn't get the cherem of that, so they can give it away. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, let's look at Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlam kohanim ben machrim nishacharim shalahen. El levim bishlam karki lo machrim. So of the four possibilities are kohen, levi, karka, metaltalin. We said all the kohen issues make sense because the charmin come back to them. That makes sense, they can be machrim. And when it comes to levim, karka we understand. Dichtiv kachuzat olam hilayim, the pasuk we saw. El metaltalin achrimi, but they should be able to be machrim the metaltalin because after all, metaltalin don't come to levim, which is basically Rebbe's position. The pasuk that lists charamim says anything you own, including your field. So makish metaltalin the karka. So it compares metaltalin the karka, which means just like karka, they can't be machrim because it would come back to them because it's really theirs forever. Similarly, metaltalin. Rabbi Shimon says bishlo kohanim kedamran. We understand kohanim and why he says that they can be machrim. A levim bishlo metaltalin machrim de lo makish. We understand why Rabbi Shimon says that levim can be machrim metaltalin because he doesn't accept the hekesh that Rabbi Yehuda evidently used. El makarki amai aktiv achuzat olam hilahem. But why should levim be able to be machrim karka? After all, that karka is theirs forever. So the answer is my machrim in amunika amar. So when Rabbi Shimon said levim can be machrim, what he meant was metaltalin, only metaltalin. But when Rebbe came up with the resolution that I side with Rebbe Yehuda when it comes to karka and with Rebbe Shimon when it comes to metaltalin, it sounds like their positions are hardwired, diametrically opposed. Rebbe Shimon would say even karka they can't be machrim. The answer is no. That's not what Rebbe said. Achi kamar, Rebbe diunda Rebbe Yehuda li Rebbe Shimon bekarkot. That Rebbe Shimon agrees with Rebbe Yehuda when it comes to karka. Shav Rebbe Shimon nechlak alav metaltalin. The only place where they disagreed was about metaltalin. Avav bekarkot modele. When it comes to karka, he agrees that levim cannot be machim ki achuzat olam hi lahem. Avchei baravin. Achrim metaltalin not nan lechol kohen shir tzeh. If somebody is machrim metaltalin, they can give it to any kohen that they want to on the spot. Shenemar, kochayim b'Yisrael lecha yiyeh, belongs to you, the kohanim. Hechrim sadotav, but if you're machrim your fields, no, not the kohen shaboto mishmar. Then they go to the kohen who is at the mishmar that comes up during that week when you will start. That's at the mishmar at the time you're machrim them. Shenemar ki stei achem lakohen tiyeh achuzato. Just like Steacherim, it belongs to him. Remember, if somebody steals from a ger who has no heirs and the ger dies and then you want to return it, you have to bring the korban, Asham Gezel Ager, and then you also have to give the Gezel to the Kohen who was officiating at the korban. Hatamanal and Atanya, Lashem, Lakohen. Hashem gets the gezel and he gives it to the kohen who's at that mishmar. Maybe it's any kohen. So he gets the gezel besides the ram that's brought as the asham. So you see, it's talking about the kohen who's doing the avodah that week. And therefore, since it says la kohen there, and it says la kohen uksteh acherem, it goes to the mishmar. Now, sadeh yotzal the kohen biyovel. They were talking about cherem that on the spot goes to kohanim. On the other hand, if you makdish a field and don't redeem it by yovel, and it goes to the kohanim, another mishmar shepagabo yovel. It goes to the kohanim whose mishmar falls out when yovel starts. Bayelu pagabo b'shabbat. What happens if yovel, min yom kippur, of that year, according to most, which is when yovel kicks in, falls on a Shabbat. And Shabbat, remember, is when the mishmarot switch. My. Or ufana, that's the Beit Midrash. Now the mishmar yotze, you give it to the ones that were already there and are leaving. That shmita, meaning the shmita that comes right before yovel, and yovel are mishame together, meaning that yovel is mishamed at the very first moment, and shmita is mishamed at the last moment, so one moment before the other, they're all mishamed. Don't say nimzeta omer, rather, nesha yovel. In other words, it's not elisha yovel, but rather it's nesha yovel, meaning the reason for this halacha that they're mishamed nearly simultaneously is because Shemitah is Meshamed at the end of the year, and the next moment, if it's the seventh Shemitah, the next moment is the beginning of Yovel, and that's when Yovel is Meshamed. We know Shemitah is Meshamed Pasov. Wait a minute, Yovel doesn't start in Rosh Hashanah. Yovel starts 10 days later in Yom Kippur. The answer is Hamar Rishmah Ben Rosh Yochanan Brukahi. He has a different shita. Amar Rosh Hashanah Yovel. Yovel actually starts in Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, you sound the shofar, have the machleyot zichron and shofrot, etc. But on Rosh Hashanah is when it kicks in and when everybody goes free and goes back, etc. And goes out to the kohanim. Shemach Chizkiah Bar Bilutu Ve'azal Amar Kamei De Rabbi Avahu. So this Chizkiah Bar Bilutu heard this piece of Torah. He came and told Rabbi Avahu, and he asked, "V'leikish metafli karkot." This goes back to the original discussion of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, and he says, "Why don't we compare metaltalin to karka and say that just like metaltalin go to any coin you want, so karka can also?" The answer is Lav Tanaihi, Dikar Makish, Vikar Lamakish. If you think back to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, some compare karka to metaltalin and some don't. So this follows the one who's not makish. It says there is no comparison between metaltlin and karkaot, and just because metaltlin can go to any coin you want, karka still goes to the mishmar. Okay, the next mishnah, chermei koinim ein lem pidyon. If you're machim something the coin, you can't redeem it. No, name the coin, kitruma. You give it to the coin, just like you give truma, there's no way to redeem it out. The default is, if you say cherem, you mean it goes to the Beit HaMikdash. It's Kodesh Kodeshim for God. They say, no, the default of cherem is that it goes to Kohanim. Something is given to the Kohen like Steach Cherem. So Steach Cherem, therefore, goes to the Kohen. So why then the first Pasuk? According to Chachamim, why is cherem called Kodesh Kodeshim Lashem? For a whole different halacha. Shechal or Kodesh Kodeshim or Kodeshim Kalim. Not that cherem is kodshim, but that cherem is chalan kodshim, meaning if you have a korban, and before you bring it, you say, I'm machrim this animal, the statement is meaningful. How? Machrim adon kodshab, ben kodshim kodshim, ben kodshim kalim. As follows. Im neder, if this korban you're bringing is something for which you have financial liability, and if it gets lost, you have to pay and bring another one. Notain to man, then you give the value to the Beit HaMikdash while you bring the animal as a korban. If the animal is simply in a davar where you said harezu, which means all you have in it is tovatana'a, notena tovata, and you give the tovatana to the Beit HaMikdash, tovatana'a is how much money you could have made by offering a particular coin to bring this korban or something of the sort. Now, if you say shor ze ola, you point to a shor and you say, this is an ola, umdin kam adam otzeli ten b'shor ze ola, loto ola afabishen rashai. We see how much is it that somebody would be willing to pay to bring this korban up, even if they didn't owe a korban. Habachor men tam ben balmum, but a bachor, whether tam balmum, machrimin oto, you can be machrimet. And a chitzat podim oto, so what do you pay? Let's say you have a Yisrael who has a Kohen who is his grandson or in some way, like his daughter married a Kohen, and how much would he pay for you to give that to his grandson? That's the Tova Tana. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Chamei Kohenim ein lam pidyon im Kohen Charim kol zman shen veit balim. Harin ki akdish tochol divran. That's something we've seen earlier. That Charonim, as long as they're still in the Yisrael's house, they're totally hektish. Shenemar kochem Yisrael kodesh kodeshimu. Netanam lakohen. The minute you give it to the Kohen, harin ki lechulin, erehen lechol divran kechulin. They're 100% chulin. For kochem Yisrael lechaye. Now they just belong to the Kohen. He can do whatever he wants with it. Now, Rehudim and Terumah, we have this machloket about what's the default of Cherim. Rehudim and Terumah says, "Better kabayit, chum say kohanim." Bishnu Abana can come farshit tamayu tamayu Rehudim and Terumah. Abana are sitting fine because they explain their own reason. The pasuk kochem Yisrael chayyeh, and they explain the pasuk of Rehudim and Terumah that it is chalan kodshim. Rehudim and Terumah, haikis ter Cherim ma'avid lebi. What does he do with the first pasuk? The answer is the second pasuk, the one Rabbanan used. So what is this teaching us? If a kohen is makdish his own stei acherim that he got, and we saw this already earlier, it's going to go to the kohenim anyways, and I'm owning it, and I'm a kohen. Teishedly, I should keep it. V'dinu, and what's his argument? It's kal v'chomer. V'shel acherim ani zoche, v'shel atzmin l'kol shekein. If I get other people's cherem, then certainly I should be able to keep my own cherem. That's the kal v'chomer that he would use. So, Talmud Lomer, k'stei acherim l'koin t'yachuzato. Meaning, v'chimalan m'stei acherim mi'ata. What is it we learn from stei acherim that's being compared here? Hareza Bala Lameid in Salameid. Stei Acherim is coming to inform, meaning this is like a Stei Acherim, and we end up teaching about Stei Acherim. Stei Acherim is the Stei Achuzah Shel Yisrael. What do we know about Stei Achuzah Shel Yisrael? Nutzah mitachat yadom in chalik ha-kohanim. If you have a Stei Achuzah of Yisrael, and they're makdish it, and it goes to the kohanim, and one kohen is makdish his, at Yovel it goes out and goes to all the kohanim. Avstechem, or if the Kohen redeems it before Yovel comes, when Yovel comes, it goes to all the Kohanim. He doesn't keep it. Avstechem, or it's on the Tachad Yadom, it's Chalak Lachav HaKohanim. Same thing with Stei Acherim, that the Kohen then has to give it up, and it goes to all the Kohanim. He can't keep it. V'idach. So now, that explains what Rabbi Yehuda and Mateira does with the Chachamim's Pasuk. Where Chachamim get that halacha from? Mecherem HaCherem. Kistei HaCherem. The extra hay teaches that halacha. I don't think the hey is very meaningful, and that's how often these back and forth midrashei halacha end up. Now, where does Rabbi Yehuda Mateira get the halacha that Chachamim get from his pasuk that cherem can be chal on kodshim? The answer is somewhere like Rabbi Shmuel. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who we'll see at the end of the parak, who has a different source for that. We'll see him at the end of the page. Amarav, halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Teira. Our Rav said something very strange. Said the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda b'Teira, which should mean that Stam Charam let a kabayit. Rabbi Shavu Rabbanan, Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda b'Teira. Why is he taking Rabbi Yehuda b'Teira over Rabbanan? So the answer is brighta ibchatani. He has a brighta in which the positions are flipped. And therefore, what he was saying was really halacha ke my version of the Rabbanan, which you have flipped in the Mishnah. So Shavu Anit Rabbi ke brighta. Why is he ignoring the Mishnah, taking the version in the brighta? The answer is Rav Manit Nani B'chatani. He has, in his version of our Mishnah, it's also backwards. Which means that in all versions he has Rabbi Yehuda b'Teira saying Stam Cherem Le Kohanim, and Rabbi Chacham says Stam Cherem Le Berkabayit, and that's what he's saying. Alright. My Chazid Avcham Manitin Nekami Breita. So why are you switching the Mishnah? Not be a Breita Nekami Manitin. In other words, why is the Breita informing the Mishnah? The answer is Rav Gemari Gamer. His tradition of the Mishnah was also that it was flipped. His tradition was that those are the positions. So Yachar Yidum Mateira Karbanan Rale. So why is he saying Alachar Yidum Mateira? He should say Alachar Karbanan in his version. The answer is that's right. Achi Kamar Lemaida Afchitu Vatanitu. Based on the way that you flipped over the versions, Alachar Yidum Mateira. The halacha follows your version of Yidum Mateira, which is my version of Rabbanan. Either way, Berakabayit. So now we have a story that supports this. There's a guy living in Pumadita, well after the Chorban, in Chutzlaritz, and he's machrim all his property. After the coming of Yehuda, Ken Rav Yehuda, Amar Lai Shkol Abar Zuzi, take 4 Zuz. V'achel Olayu, and this property was worth way more than that. B'machalal all the property on the 4 Zuz, v'shadinu v'nara, and then throw the Zuz in the water, everything's mutter to you. Throw it in the river, everything's mutter to you. So what do we see from this? Alma Kassavar, what's the first thing we see? Stam Chalam Barakabait. We see that he holds like Rav, which is the Halacha Kit Rabbanan or Birumatera, according to the flip, that the default of a Cherem is that it goes to the Beit HaMikdash, not to the Kohanim. Kiman. So who else is he holding like? Shmuel. Well, it makes sense for Rabbi Yehuda to hold like Shmuel is Rabbi. Right? They shall be mana shechalo ashar pruta mechulal. That if you're Mechalel Hekdesh that's worth $1,000,000,000 on one pruta, it's mechulal. You may owe money to Hekdesh. Wait a second, Shmuel only said b'diavad. He didn't say b'chatchila you could do that. The answer is Shmuel only made it a b'diavad if the Beit HaMikdash is around and you could donate it. Dika pseida, and Hekdesh is losing. Today when there's no Beit HaMikdash, even b'chatchila you could be machalin on a tiny little mount, and that's fine because Hekdesh is not going to gain anyways. There is no Hekdesh. So why do you make him spend 4 zuz? Let him spend a pruta. The answer is pesuma milta. He wanted to publicize it. You can't just go around and be makdish things and walk away. And 4 zuz, people heard about it. It was enough money that people found out about it and understood the gravity of the situation. Now, Amar Ula. Ula's response to the story about Rabbi Yehuda is, if I were there, even the Kulu Kohanim, I would have said, give it all to the Kohanim. So Ula must hold like our version of the Mishnah, according to the Rabbanim, the default of a Cherem is it goes to the Kohanim. Meitave, watch this challenge. And this challenge goes on everything we're just talking about. The whole story. Ein Eved Ivri Noeg Al Bizman Sheyovel Noeg. Eved Ivri only applies when the Yovel is in existence, Shneimar. And Yovel, of course, is not kicking in Pumadita in the 3rd century, in the end of the 3rd century when this story happens. Shneimar, Shnat Yovel Yovarimach, that an Eved Ivri, even if he's Nirtza, only works till Yovel. So no Yovel, the whole system doesn't exist. Vein Steachem, this should be Steachuza. Noheged Al Bizman Sheyovel Noeg. Why Shinemar Vyatsav Yovel Vashav Lachuzato? At Yovel it comes back to you. Ein Bater Chomen Ogin Al Bizman Sheyovel Noeg. The whole rule of having 1 year to redeem and you can force the redemption of Bater Choma is only when there's Yovel Shinemar Lo Yetsev Yovel. If you don't redeem it, it doesn't come back at Yovel. So Yovel's a player. Shemani Chayomer Ein Stei Charamin. This is what we care about. Nohagin Al Bizman Sheyovel. Meaning that's what relevant to us. Shinemar Ayak Hasadim Sitev Yovel Kodesh Tad Noeg. Stei Acherem. That Stei Cherem. Or compared to Stei Achuza in that Pasuk, we already saw that, and that only applies when it goes up Yovel, which means no Yovel, no Cherem. So why is this guy who's Machrim his property in Pupatito, why did it mean anything? The fact that we have a system of Ger Toshav, the resident alien who accepts Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach and accepts the rule of Israel, we have to treat him a certain way, only applies when there's Yovel. Rabibi, my time, Atya Tov Tov. How do we know that? Because the Ger Toshav is compared to an Eved Ivri by the word Tov, Xerashava. Ktiv Hacha, Ki Tov Lo Imach. With an Eved Ivri, it says he has to live well with you. Ktiv Hacha, Tov Lo, Lo Tonenu. And it says about a Ger Toshav, you cannot abuse him when he's with you. But Batov Lo, meaning leave him to his good. So Lokash Makarka Matalta, the answer is very simple. If you're Machrim, Stei Cherem doesn't work. But Matalta, if you're Machrim Matalta, that works without Yovel, because that's nothing to do with Yovel. But the story in Pumadita also had to do with land. The answer is Makarka in Chutzlaritz Kmatalin Eretz Yisrael Dami, that Karka in Chutzlaritz is like Matalin. The only thing that counts is Karka in Eretz Yisrael. Alright, the last Mishnah, the end of last Mishnah really, and this we invoked earlier, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, Rabbi Shmuel had a different take on how we know that Kodshim could become a Cherem. Ketuv Echad Omer Takdish, V'Ketuv Echad Omer Lo Yakdish, regarding a Bechor. The Torah says you have to be Makdish Bechor, but it says you can't be Makdish Bechor. They contradict each other. HaKetzad? You can be makdish a bechor as hektish ilui, which means I'm going to donate its value to the Beit HaMikdash, but you can't be makdish it to bring it out to the Mizbeach as some other korban besides a bechor, because it's already a bechor. Alright, that's Rabbi Ishmael. Against Rabbanan, who read Kochem Kodosh Kodoshimu as the source for that halacha, So Rabbanan al yakdish mibayit. So what did Rabbanan do with the al lo yakdish and yet takdish? He says al takdish mibayit alav. That's there to say there's a lot. You try to be makdish b'chor, you violated a lot. Takdish mibayit lechenetanya. Takdish is there for the following. Minayin lenolad b'chor b'edrosh mitzvah like disho. How do we know that when a b'chor is born, it's a mitzvah to say this is hekdish, kodesh l'Hashem, even though it's already kodesh? Shmarta zachar takdish. Takdish is there to say there's a mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel, what's his answer? Ilo makdish le lo kadosh. He said, if you don't sanctify it, it's not kadosh. Shtom rechem avi, it's born kadosh. Ilo makdish le kadosh, lo tzarech lakdushi. He says, there is no obligation. So he says, there is no obligation to makdish it. Therefore, the pasuk has to be interpreted as saying, you have the ability to makdish it for hekdesh ilui. And that's his source of saying that you could be machrim hekdesh to give its value to the Beit HaMikdash. We've completed our study of the eighth parak of Masachat Arachin, and now we have the longer, but still not very long, ninth and final parak of Masachat Arachin coming up, which we will tackle beginning in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.